Hey there, everybody. It is October the 20th, 2010. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay, and you're listening to us on WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio. You're also listening to us on Free Thought Radio, alongside the other fine podcasts found at clickexpose.com, Grateful Dread Public Radio. We are broadcasting with pride worldwide on qnation.fm. Maybe you're listening to us in your car. That's possible. It's possible. Or on iTunes. So many ways to listen to us. We're just happy that you are listening. And by we, this week, I mean, hey, I'm Ken and...
Carrie.
Carrie, you have not been on the show in so freaking long. Do you know the last time you were on the show?
I do not.
Okay. Would you want to take a guess?
Well... I feel like I was here in the beginning.
You were here towards the beginning. You were one of the first guest co-hosts back in June of 2009 when we spoke to the famous celebrity.
Ant.
Yes, very good.
Yes, who I sent socks to.
You did send
Smart Wool socks
to Ant. He enjoyed those socks.
He had never heard of Smart Wool.
Everyone needs to know Smart Wool. We're in Vermont. Well, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ken. We should probably
at the beginning say, what is your big... This Show Is So Gay claim to fame.
My big This Show Is So Gay claim to fame is back in the beginning.
Very beginning.
There was a huge contest with a big prize about what the tagline should be.
And what did you come up with?
I came up with a tagline.
Yes, you did. Let's try it. We'll do it later on in the show.
I was thinking I should probably get to do it at the end.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck with that. on the 99th show, we'll let you do that. Okay. Now, what was your big prize? What did you win?
A t-shirt.
Wow, that's really lame.
But I do wear it.
Okay. I have a picture of you wearing it.
Yes, you do.
It was on the website one day.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is it still on the website?
I don't know. It's sure. Your website.
I don't know. All right. We have so much to talk about. Welcome to the 99th. This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you.
A lot to talk about.
Yes.
Carrie, now it's a radio show, so people can't see you.
Thank goodness.
I come in my jammies, although not tonight. If they were to see you, what would they see right now?
Purple.
Purple.
I have purple pants on. Purple velvet pants on.
How many pairs of purple pants do you own?
More than one.
That was going to go one of two ways. Either it's this or a ton.
But only one pair of purple velvet pants.
Well, and what am I wearing? A
purple shirt.
Yes. Because Carrie and I are joining millions of people all around the country, I'm sure all around the world, who are wearing purple today in honor of Spirit Day, which is remembering LGBT youths who have been lost to bullying. According to an update from GLAAD, which is spearheading the campaign, E! Online will put all headlines in purple, they've been doing that all day, and include a Spirit Day banner on their homepage. E! News hosts Ryan Seacrest and Juliana Rancic were wearing purple. There's a lot going on. Fort Worth City Councilman Joel Burns, who was on the news a lot, he's wearing purple during his appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. And all these other folks are wearing purple. It's all about purple because we want to bring attention to school bullying. So you and I, we're going to spend some time. We need to talk about some school bullying.
Yeah.
Now, you have a different perspective than any guest host we've had or any even regular host. I'm casting my mind back. No, you are the only mom.
Okay.
You are the only mom. So you have the mom perspective.
Yep.
You also, what do you do for a living?
I have two careers.
Yes.
I'm a elementary school guidance counselor and a ballet teacher.
So you are working with kids nonstop.
Nonstop.
And you're working with boys in ballet.
Not so much.
Okay.
I get a few.
Interesting line.
I do get a few.
You do get a few.
Mm-hmm.
So now, as the mom, how many? Two, four kids? What is it?
You do know the answer to that question.
Oh, I love them. Jackson and Maggie
love you.
And Lily. Now, you have three kids of three very different ages. So
yes, I do.
Maggie is?
13.
We'll talk about that another day. Jackson is?
10.
And Lily is?
8.
So this is kind of an interesting transition time because Maggie's probably at an age when we can talk about bullying. Lily?
Oh, no.
Tell me.
It's pervasive as soon as they hit the social environment, and it looks different at different ages,
right.
But bullying is a theme that we hit hard and constantly in the elementary schools.
What are we seeing in the elementary schools?
Well, teasing on a regular basis. We talk to the kids about how if something is an isolated incident, it's not bullying. But if it happens repeatedly, if the same kid continues to tease you about whatever the issue, certainly anything physical falls under the heading of bullying. Mm-hmm. The kids are pretty aware. They have a lot of language around it. And the schools have done a pretty good job in Vermont. I was at a training a couple of weeks ago where I found out that Vermont actually has some of the best legislation in the country around bullying.
But then there's the part where you're a mom. So, and did you say Lily was wearing purple today?
Yes, she was.
Now, does she know why she was wearing purple?
Well, yes. Yeah. So this morning I say to her, "Hey, sweetie, we're going to wear purple today." And she says, well, it's not really her fashion choice was going to be for the day.
Right.
So I say, well, this is why we're going to wear purple. And then suddenly, you know, you have that moment where you think, oh, am I going to tell my 8-year-old that children killed themselves because they were bullied? And I decide, yeah, I guess I am. It's not her world, and we can talk about it in sort of an external way, but that it's significant and it's important. So she decides she is going to wear purple because these kids killed themselves for being gay. And then she says to me, and I always find this interesting, and it's good to remember that kids need so much repetition in terms of concepts about everything. And she says, what is gay again? And so...
Please tell me. You said, like, Ken and Andrew.
I didn't lead with, like, Ken and Andrew.
But
in fact,
it came up.
No. I went through my explanation, and she interrupted me and said, oh, yeah, right, like Ken and Andrew.
I love being the frame of reference.
I love having you as a frame of reference, actually. It's huge because it's totally normal and second nature for her, and she has this experience that is just her experience that she's grown up with. So then she told me, well, because gay was a homograph, if I have this right, she's gay too. Because she's happy all the time.
Look at that. She is.
And this all happened before 7 o'clock this morning.
Wow. Now, how about Jackson?
Jackson was not out of bed when I had to leave. And then when I came home and noted on his lack of purple wear, he said to me, Mom, I don't own anything purple.
Okay.
And I think he's right. Okay. He did look. However, Maggie wore purple tights and a purple shirt.
Now, what kind of conversations are happening there at her middle school? I would imagine it's ramped up a bit.
I hope so. I mean, she's in Dummerston, which is a fairly small environment. She has 24 kids in her class, I think. And it's one of the reasons raising kids in Vermont is so great. Wink, wink.
What? I don't understand why you're flirting with me in that moment.
Yes, impending fatherhood on your horizon.
You know, we'll talk about that. I don't know. I get worried. I get worried about living in Vermont. I get worried that in the same way that sometimes I get nervous at many schools, I think I have disproportionately chosen to work at schools that are predominantly gay friendly because that's where I am most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think at almost every school I've worked at, I've had this thought, oh, crap. Am I doing students a disservice for not preparing them that the rest of the world is not like this? And then at the same time, I can have entire conversations with just me and both sides of the entire conversation. So I have that. And then the other side of me says, well, I've had certainly quite homophobic things happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, I went to over, and folks can't see because it's radio, but I'm pointing right over towards.
He is.
Yes. Towards the Mecca of Walmart that's right over the bridge.
Yes.
And so Walmart's right over the bridge. And I don't know. I was picking up something. I was picking up tea for some student group because it was on sale. So I went over to Walmart and my car has a rainbow sticker on it. And as I was getting to my car, a bunch of youths yelled out, oh, faggot. Right. And so I told, now here's the kicker of this story. Told this story to other people here in Vermont, to which, can you guess what their response was?
That's New Hampshire.
Yeah. Let me tell you, folks, let me be clear, because you can't see right now. It's right there. It is, when I say it's not even a mile up the road. It is right, it's, I can see it.
We could walk there and be back while Ken played a song.
Yes, we could be right back. But just the idea that, well, that's New Hampshire, and that's not something that will happen in Vermont. And
it does happen in Vermont.
It
does happen in Vermont. I think it's less rampant, and it's also, there's such a higher awareness that it's more underground, and that the powers that be have a higher level of vigilance about it. But it absolutely happens in Vermont.
It happens here. All right, you ready for some music?
You betcha.
Let's play some music. Enjoy. That was It's On by Jasper James. Hey, you want to hear a crazy story?
I do.
In Raleigh, North Carolina. Have you been?
No.
I haven't either. About 100 people gathered this past Sunday at Cameron Village Shopping Center in Raleigh, North Carolina, to send a message of tolerance and togetherness. The demonstration grew out of an incident last Wednesday involving a security officer who asked a lesbian, Caitlin Breedlove, and her girlfriend to leave the premises because they were being affectionate by kissing on the cheek. Asked to leave.
Oh, dear.
George York, the president of York Properties, which manages Cameron Village, issued a written apology to Breedlove and her partner, promising additional sensitivity training for all security personnel. Did the guidance counselors get sensitivity training?
I think we're expected to have it by the time we get to that job.
No, I think I remember, but there was a big report that was last year. Well, yes, I'm sure that that is important. But I remember reading a report that there wasn't enough specific training to deal with LGBT students.
I'm sure that's true. Sure that's true. I'm still getting my feet a little bit wet in this job, and all the stuff that I walked into in my office and all the curriculums that this school uses, there's a lot of stuff in there about tolerance and empathy and that kind of stuff, but they do not name it, not ever.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is. Okay. I know.
You should bring me in to do a workshop.
Listen, I hit you up last year.
Did I do it?
No.
What happened? I have a big radio show that I produce
know,
every week.
I know, it takes so much of your time.
Right now, I don't know if you know this, you are actually on it. So that
I thought I was just hanging out with you and getting out of my house
for
the night, Ken.
We like to keep it casual. We like to keep it casual. There was also I forgot to do the poll. We got to do the poll.
Okay.
All right.
We can do the poll.
So the poll of the week, let me just get back to bullying for a second.
Okay.
Carrie.
Yes.
It actually says your name in the poll, which I always find to be a little weird. Do you think bullying of LGBTs, by the way, who says that of LGBTs? That's weird. Do you think bullying of LGBTs has increased lately, or has there just been more media attention? And here are your five choices.
Okay.
Choice one, no, it hasn't increased. Choice two, yes, bullying has increased. Okay. Choice three, yes, bullying has increased. It's a backlash to increased gay rights and visibility. I know. Ponder that. Choice four, yes, because there are more ways for students to be harassed due to technology and social networks. And choice five, I do not know.
Ooh. I have to say, I think I'm going to go with increased due to
social networks.
Social networks, yeah. Because that has come up so much, even in the elementary school, these sixth graders who have Facebook accounts. And I've had more than one parent in my office complaining about what's happened on Facebook with their kids being harassed.
I listened to Maria Shriver talking about it yesterday on The View.
Oh. Yes. I missed that.
Yeah, I don't really know why I caught that. That's really more the story is that I caught that, not that you missed it. But yes, you are indeed in the plurality. 31% said yes because there are more ways for students to be harassed due to technology and social networks. Mm. 31% also said yes, bullying has increased. It's a backlash to increased gay rights and visibility, which 17% said no, it hasn't increased. 13% just said, yes, bullying has increased, but they didn't want to delve into it more, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And always my favorite, 8% said, I don't know. I want to get back to the, yes, bullying has increased. It's a backlash to increased gay rights and visibility. Because there was an op-ed today from the woman who heads up the National Organization of Marriage,
mm-hmm.
Who is the group that's really out there and going from state to state and gay marriage bad,
mm-hmm.
everything will self-destruct and everything from Revelations will come true if gay marriage happens. And so she wrote an op-ed because a lot of people in the media and have said, oh, well, all these youth suicides are because of NOM, the National Organization of Marriage, that because they're putting out such hateful things. And she wrote this op-ed saying it's that I don't know how you're really making that connection between us saying no to gay marriage and people saying this is why kids are killing themselves. And I think that there is a link there. Originally, when I read it, I said, oh, okay, well, maybe that's a stretch, but it's maybe not a stretch. If you keep saying over and over, gay people are bad, gay people are bad.
It's an easy target for kids to pick up on
really
if that's the message
target.
They're getting.
Especially when parents have to distill this down to their children. They're not saying, well, the equal rights clause of the Constitution guarantees this, but this doesn't apply to... No, they're saying, no, two men should not get married, two women should not get married, and it's distilled down for children, that probably does lead to increased bullying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of our weird state here in Vermont where this stuff doesn't really come up.
It's true. It is true. I love the bubble we live in here in Vermont.
Your kids are going to have to go to college in Vermont.
Well, it is my hope that by the time they go off to college, they will have enough integrity in themselves that whatever they come across will be less damaging, or they will be able to stick up for themselves.
I think they already have that. I think they already have
that. I hope so. Okay. I can only hope so.
We are going to play one more song, and then we are going to welcome a very, very special guest. I'm very excited. Hold on one second.
I'll represent for you. Get down.
symphony at your start. Give up on the dance floor. Get some, get some, get some. Yeah, I'm gonna get some. Get up and you don't wanna sit down. Don't sleep on you like a dress. I wanna sit down. I get up and I bring an answer, daddy. Yeah, I'm gonna get some. And you know that I'm gonna get my dance on. Get strength and then I'm running like a chainsaw. Wanna get up on and drive me crazy, baby. Yeah, I'm gonna get some. And I say you'll get closer, cause I know you're looking real fine. You get what I'm saying, you're sexy, tight and I'm said I wanna get you out the door. I said I get up machine and I know you can take it. Said I know you know you want some more.
All right, I promised a very special guest, and when I promise a very special guest, we deliver a very special guest.
Indeed.
Special guest, are you there?
I certainly am.
Yeah, well, it's this point in the show when we must welcome... Hi, Dad. Barry Schneck to the show.
Hi, Kev.
How are you? Say hi to Carrie.
Hi, Kev.
Hi, Barry.
What's the good word, Dad?
Good word for tonight. Let's see. Yankees won.
Oh, you cannot say that. This is Vermont. You're going to get...
Dad. Shh, shh. I'm in New England. What's wrong?
You're going to get edited.
God, Dad, I'm in New England. They're going to beat me up, not because of the gay thing, but because of the Yankees.
That's right. It's much more dangerous to be a Yankees fan in Vermont.
It's not to question why.
Okay. So now, Father, word on the street, and by that I mean you and Mom told me, that you were published in the Bergen County Record, one of the biggest newspapers in the country. Is that not correct?
Well, the paper's called The Record.
Sorry.
And it's the largest newspaper,
go Dad,
in New Jersey.
Okay. And what did you write that was published in the Record of Bergen County?
A very simple two-sentence letter to the editor.
Okay.
Stating the fact that they had written articles of a Jewish newspaper. It's called the Jewish Standard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a localized paper within the Jewish community in North Jersey, which had published an announcement of two young men who were about to get married.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it would appear that they ruffled the feathers of the Orthodox community. The paper issued an apology to the community and a retraction, and that they wouldn't issue articles like that in the future.
Not good.
We went to their website, read their mission statement, one of which said that they would not give in to any particular organization or thoughts within any one particular community that make up the diverse Jewish community here in North Jersey. And my little two-sentence letter to the editor stated that, number one, they've violated their own mission, and number two, their whole purpose for being should now be questioned.
It's pretty good.
Mm.
And then my favorite part, Carrie, it said underneath something like, Barry and Terry Schneck have a gay son who has a show called This Show Is So Gay on, and it was in lowercase letters, so it's okay. It said on Vermont Public Radio.
Oh.
Which.
And so you mean you got a plug for your show?
Of course.
It was a great plug.
Yeah.
Not only that, but I'm the one who put it in, and they never questioned it and repeated it.
So. Look at that.
Go, Dad.
See, now, I thought you were going to talk about yesterday's op-ed page, which was written by what we would think of as an ultra-right-wing Orthodox Lubavitch rabbi in the community, who states, in fact, that homophobia is itself an abomination.
Look at that.
But if you don't want to talk about
it. I think we just talked about it. Well, I have to be...
Here we go.
I think, Dad, I mean, I have to tread very carefully having you on the show, because last time you were on the show, it was huge ratings for that show. People really were writing emails after emails, and they loved having you on. But there was one sector of the community, and by that I mean my mother, who was, I would say, how should we say, less than pleased. And I thought originally it was okay, because we're not, you know, we're not a showy family. Just go with it, Carrie.
Okay.
We're not a showy family. But I think her response was something along the lines of, well, I don't understand why he's getting all the attention. When am I going to be on?
Oh, I didn't see you now. I had no idea where you were coming
yeah.
from on this.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. And so I tread carefully having you on, because I want your words to enlighten the whole community. But at the same time, I really don't want to alienate my mother.
Well,
You'll take care of that.
That's for sure.
Okay.
I want to know what you think about your son's impending fatherhood.
Ooh.
Well, that's an excellent question. I think we're all very excited, number one. Number two, we recently found out what the sex of the baby is.
Yes.
We're
yeah.
Maybe a little concerned about its health, which,
right.
you know, you
always
never
worry
be
about
certain.
That.
Always worried about that, yeah.
Definitely mm-hmm. have concerns about... Andrew and Ken's name choice.
No, it's not the name choice. It's merely the nickname we're concerned about.
Oh, no,
about.
I haven't even told him the nickname.
Oh. Be very worried there, Barry.
Blew me in on this one. What am I missing?
Oh, isn't it cute if instead of Sebastian, you can call him Seabass?
Well, okay, we were thinking Sebby, but...
okay.
I think we still have some time on our hands.
Okay.
You can work on him for that one.
You can work on it. We can
but,
work on it.
I mean, with seven grandchildren, an eighth is a nice round number. And we do have five girls right now, so another boy would uh-huh. certainly help.
Even it out a little.
And it should be really a lot of fun.
You think Ken's ready to be a dad? I have my own opinion about that.
Some toughies. Well, let's put it this way. They did a great job with the dog.
Oh. Oh.
Listen, I can tell you this. When
Carrie is the mom of three, Dad.
I am the mom of three. And it's not often that I need child care providers because I have extended family. But when I do, my children say, can we have Ken and Andrew? Can we have Ken and Andrew?
Yeah. I got to tell you, these two guys are like the Pied Pipers. I mean, they certainly attract children right now.
Yay.
And I think we still talk about the night we were all together for dinner over at a local gathering place, and we look up, and there they are sitting on the floor with not only our grandchildren, but other grandchildren from other people who are in the area, so...
That was me?
Ken doesn't remember this story.
I don't even remember that, but great.
I do.
Okay.
It was over at Edgewood.
Oh, so I'm going to be a good dad is what you're saying.
Well, if you're not, we're certainly going to let you know. having a dog, you know, the consequences of not being a good dad are unfortunately quite severe, so...
And I have to say, we have listeners who write in things while we're on the show, and someone wrote in and wants to know, how do we get Ken's mom on the show?
How do we get that? That's a toughie.
That's a toughie.
She, that's between you and her.
Okay. Any parting words? Any songs you want us to play, Dad? How about one of the songs from the mix?
Oh, if you want to play that whole mix, I'm only up to number five, but this song, you know, on Africa, that was...
I will play that.
I mean, it certainly keeps me going on the treadmill, that's for sure.
All right.
I am going to play that for everybody. How do we make this world a better place, Dad?
Can't we all get along?
Okay. That was either going to be...
Kumbaya.
So now, any conversations? Because I'm sure people are going to write tomorrow and say, hey, we didn't get an update about my father and the rabbi.
Oh, well, that's why I thought this article, this op-ed piece from yesterday's paper was so interesting because, in the words of this rabbi, he in fact counsels same-sex individuals, and let's see if I have this, what he wrote here. I tell them, you have 611 commandments left. That should keep you busy. But you still got a lot more out there that right. if you observe them, things like turn the TV off on the Sabbath, that's a biggie.
That's a biggie.
Or share your challah with many guests, that's another biggie. So it's okay. He calls it a same-sex union as opposed to a marriage. I just think it's a step in the right direction coming from a Lubavitch Orthodox rabbi.
So do we forward this article to this op-ed to our rabbi? Okay.
I believe he must have read it. And he's been very quiet on the subject.
Okay.
But what's interesting is one of his compatriots, if you will, another rabbi nearby who is also of the conservative bent, not conservative right wing, but conservative meaning non-orthodox but more traditional to then the reform, is a rabbi from Ridgewood, New Jersey, who happened to have performed the offer for the two young men
right.
whose picture was in the paper. So, I mean, we have a diverse group here that is, you know, it's still a work in progress as far as these rabbis go.
Okay. All right. Any special shout-out for my 100th show next week?
Who would have known?
Okay, and
known?
We'll take it. All right, well, Dad, as always, a pleasure having you on. Please say hello to that lovely wife of yours, my mother.
Yeah, for me, too.
I'm going to go in now and talk to them saying, why didn't you answer the phone?
Well, I'm telling you. And we're going to play Dad, My Father Requested the Next Song by Shakira. And we're going to play a little song about Africa, and then we're going to talk about Africa. My father, always a pleasure having you on.
Bye, Barry.
Have fun, you too.
Next year in Israel.
Right.
Okay. Bye, Dad.
Yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's off, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh, oh, and if you fold it up, it's Amina, Amina, Sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Amina, Amina, it's time for Africa. Listen to your guide, this is our motto. Your time to shine, don't wait in line, if I'm a spot. Time for Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. Anawa, ah, ah. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. It's time for Africa. This is Africa!
I love that song.
Mm.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, I've never heard that song before.
It's by Shakira. It's the official World Cup. When I was in Uganda this summer, they played it constantly. Even the flight attendants. I was going to say stewardesses, but that's bad, isn't it?
It's not politically correct.
It's not politically correct. Even the flight attendants, I just said it again, they wore World Cup uniforms. They wore soccer uniforms.
Wow.
So a little story about Uganda. And I have to say, I kind of scanned the headline, and then you just saw me react because I just read it for the first time. So I'm going to read it. This is from the Associated Press. The front page newspaper story in Kampala, in Uganda, there was a front page newspaper story featuring a list of Uganda's 100, quote, top homosexuals with a bright yellow banner across it that read, "Hang them." This is what's going on in other parts of the world. Alongside their photos were the men's names and their addresses. In the days since it was published, at least four gay men, according to rights activist Julianne Onzaima, they have been beat up. One person named in the story had stones thrown at his house by neighbors. And if folks don't know, a lawmaker in Uganda introduced a bill a year ago that would have imposed the death penalty for some homosexual acts and life in prison for others. An international uproar ensued, and the bill was quietly shelved, but still not completely dead.
How do these people live in the same world that we live in?
They do. They do. It really is.
It's astounding.
What traveling have you, how far have you gotten from this Vermont? You are a Vermonter, we should tell people. I mean, you've traveled,
yes,
but you are definitely.
But I try not to advertise that. No, I'm just joking. I grew up here. I lived in Manhattan for roughly a decade in New Mexico, and I did a quick stint in Europe when
you
I was
never consider
in my 20s.
Not raising your children in Vermont.
There are other places I would consider, but this is where my family is. And once you have kids, you sort of suddenly the concept of family takes on a whole new meaning.
And as we heard from the expert Barry Schneck. I'm going to be a great father because
you're
look
gonna
at what
be
we've done
a
with the dog.
Great. Well, I'm not sure. I don't think that's why you're going to be a great
well,
father.
Well, I certainly would hope not, because anyone who has met my dog knows that we really
that's what I'm
up
saying.
There. That's not a barometer that we want to use at all.
No.
At all.
Although, well, Odessa's very cute.
She's very cute. Mm-hmm. She is not very well behaved.
No.
Not. You're not even going to give me a little bit there. No, she's just not.
No.
No.
But she's cute.
She is very cute in the way she nips at you. Over on 365gay.com, they have this Ask the Experts column.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had two questions that I thought were kind of interesting. So one, they were asking Janelle Monáe. And Janelle Monáe is this incredible – I got to play you her music later.
Okay.
She's this incredible, incredible singer-songwriter. And she very often wears a suit.
Mm-hmm.
She wears a suit, a men's suit. And so someone wrote and was very concerned because my daughter wants to dress as a boy. And this has come up a lot because one of Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's children is often featured in the news because she dresses as a boy. And people are saying that's so irresponsible. You're just setting her up. You're setting her up. She shouldn't be dressing as a boy. If Lily comes to you and says, I want to start wearing combat boots, cargo pants, and a boy's button-down shirt, how do you handle that conversation?
As long as it doesn't imply threats of violence or anything of that nature, I could care less. I think kids need to express themselves however they're comfortable, and clothing is such an easy one to give up as a parent.
Right.
Like, there are so many other battles that you're going to fight. But as long as it's not overtly inappropriate, and by that I mean sexual in nature, or T-shirts advertising drugs or violence, right, I say, whatever.
And I have to say, I'm turning this into a gay story, what I'm about to say, because I really wanted to talk about it. But this is a gay show, and so I needed an angle.
Okay.
Because I told you I want to talk about these bracelets, because the big
The
big drama in Brattleboro,
front
Vermont.
Front page news.
Yes, it really is.
Yes, it was.
Is about these bracelets that are designed to raise awareness of breast cancer. And if folks don't know, pink bracelets, there is an unbelievably high incidence of breast cancer in the lesbian community, in particular because so many lesbians, for fear of how the healthcare industry treats lesbians, don't go to the doctor, don't get checked out, don't get their mammograms. Mm. And so there are a lot of reports that say there's this huge high incidence of breast cancer in the lesbian community because it goes undetected because they're not getting the care. So that was my way of getting the story on the show. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's
so
good.
The big drama right now are these pink bracelets that started out in the middle school and then someone tried to introduce them to high school and they've been banned. These pink bracelets to raise awareness for breast cancer.
Yes, because...
Can I just stop right there? Come on. Why do we... Okay, so because the bracelets say...
Because... Right. Because they say, I heart boobies.
I heart boobies.
I heart boobies.
See, first I have to question, okay, so now that we just said, I heart boobies, do I have to mark this show as explicit on iTunes? I don't think so.
I don't know.
So now what do you think?
I don't have any
idea. What
do
you think? So now Maggie is 13, so she's not in this middle school. This is a different middle school.
Right.
But it's her cohort.
It hasn't come up. I have several of the girls that I teach ballet to were wearing these bracelets. And I have to say, when I read it, I was sort of like, huh. Because I grew up in the age where boobies was sort of a derogatory reference to a woman's breasts.
Right.
And so it did strike a bit of a chord with me. But then I sort of quickly realized, oh, it's become part of our vernacular. Like, it really... That isn't a charged word anymore. And so I just noticed it, that a bunch of them were wearing it. And then I saw it in the paper. And I thought, I mean, it's, oh, my goodness. Again, this is what they're going to battle kids over?
I'm sorry. That's ridiculous, right?
I mean, I understand why you can't wear T-shirts, you know, promoting drug use in schools. Go to bat on that one. But... I heart boobies.
I heart boobies.
For a good cause.
That's a pretty darn good cause. And so this is actually, I kept reading about this because I'm fascinated by this story. This is, I think everyone needs to pick their cause. For me, it's I heart boobies. It just is. Because I get to say that. I'm going to get the story completely wrong. So let's just say for our people who listen all over the world that my description of the story is what actually happened.
Okay.
Even though it's probably not. But I think it was maybe the superintendent or something. Do we have a superintendent?
Yeah. No, it did go to the superintendent because I did read the article.
So the superintendent bought a whole slew of pink bracelets to give out that didn't say I heart boobies. And the students countered by saying, yeah, those are bracelets that were purchased on Oriental Trading, who are not giving proceeds back to breast cancer awareness. I heart boobies. All those proceeds go back.
Right. I did not read that part. That's classic. Yeah. That's classic.
So, I don't know. This is really what we're getting upset with kids about?
And this is Vermont. We're supposed to be above this in Vermont.
We're not. Because the election stuff that's happening right now is not like the election stuff that's happening in other parts of the country. I mean, we certainly have a major election going on right now.
Yeah.
It's neck and neck.
Ooh, did you see how we just did that?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that
was good. Gosh, it's like you've done this before. it's neck and neck with the gubernatorial candidates Peter Shumlin and Brian Doobie.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And
now, how come nobody's upset that we're... His name is all over the paper.
Doobie.
I mean, doesn't that promote drug use?
Anyone who has a lawn sign that says "I heart Doobie," where are those proceeds going? Where are those proceeds? And it's important. I think this is where I need to get very political. We're going to pause and get very serious and political on the show. It's really, really important, and we cannot endorse a political candidate. I will say that I'm endorsing Peter Shumlin, if only for the reason that I get to then say, oh, we had the Vermont governor on this show
yesterday.
Because it's retroactive. I can go back right now. Mm-hmm. I say, oh, yeah, we had State Senator Peter Shumlin on the show. But I can go back and change the whole pitch and say, no, we had Vermont governor Peter Shumlin on the show. Mm-hmm. So I know that I'm not supposed to espouse a political stance, but there, I just did it. So there
can
you go.
I do it, too?
No. So that's going on. But then you look at, I don't know if you've heard about what's going on in other parts of the country. Gay issues are at the forefront of these other elections because that is how you either alienate a group of voters or bring them together. So this whole thing, anything about New York with the whole, we talked about this a few weeks ago with Palladino, the candidate in New York, who gave a whole speech to these Orthodox Jewish rabbis who apparently wrote the speech, but he didn't edit it, saying, being gay is bad. That's essentially what he said. It's a choice. We're still, by the way, at the point where we say, oh, yeah, it's a choice. It's totally a choice.
Who's we?
We as a society.
Okay.
I'm just trying to bring us together. But and out in California, it's an issue. And in Illinois, it's come up. And in Arizona, for the Arizona gubernatorial, the gay piece is pretty forefront for these elections because it's either very it's very divisive.
Right.
And we don't have that here. We are really living right. in that bubble where it wouldn't even come up of, well,
right.
So Lieutenant and Governor Doobie, how do you feel about gay marriage? That doesn't come up.
No.
That doesn't come up. So it's
it was divisive in Vermont when it first passed, right. But that's old news.
That's old news here. And so here's a good example. Colorado's Republican Senate candidate under pressure to defend himself against allegations he has abandoned the far right in favor of appealing to moderate votes compared homosexuality to, of course, alcoholism in a televised debate with the man he's trying to unseat. Ken Buck spent much of a debate against Democratic Senator Michael Bennett on NBC's Meet the Press, insisting that he hasn't changed his position to appeal to moderate voters in a Senate contest that has become one of the nation's most competitive. Buck, backed by the Tea Party, we don't really even have those here, criticized Democrats for capturing, quote, gotcha moments. That's that whole Sarah Palin gotcha journalism thing. But later in the debate, Buck made another remark sure to earn him more barbs from the left. Asked by host David Gregory, do you watch Meet the Press? I enjoy Meet the Press.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, that's right. I'm in Vermont. asked by host David Gregory to elaborate on a statement he made in an earlier debate about gays in the military, Buck says he believes sexual orientation is a choice. He went on to say, quote, I think that birth has an influence over it, like alcoholism and some other things, but I think that basically you have a choice. This is on Meet the Press.
Oh, my goodness.
And this isn't a blowout. This isn't like, oh, my God, why would you say that? You're just out of there now. You got Christine O'Donnell down in Delaware who's saying she's a witch. And,
right.
Or not a witch, sorry. And so that people are saying, okay, there is some sort of line that you can cross where yesterday I put this up on my Facebook. She said something she just didn't know, apparently, that it says in the First Amendment that you should be separating out church and state. And so people are just saying, oh, my gosh. Okay. She's just so – she really said this. You have to look it up. It's hilarious. But she's just so far gone. And so there is a line where you can cross – where we are now accepting, okay, you are no longer a viable candidate.
Right.
But comparing homosexuality to alcoholism and saying that is a choice, that does not cross that line. It doesn't. So, and that's just nuts.
I'm shaking my head, but I guess you can't see that.
That's kind of where we are right now. I will say the good news right now, the Department of – well, this isn't the good news, but it's in response to the good news. The Department of Justice today is asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to rule before the end of the day today on a federal judge's rejection of their request for a stay of her worldwide injunction on the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. So there is they not only said Don't Ask, Don't Tell is unconstitutional, but the judge said, and you need to stop doing this immediately.
Right.
You need to just – this is – we're done. We're done with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And it's kind of this push and pull of, okay, well, the Department of Justice has to, some say, but they don't have to stand up. Wait, can you not do that? Because this is our policy right now. And all the while, you can hear the crickets in the White House.
Mm.
President Obama is saying nothing.
Mm.
And we're so far removed. Mm. We don't have President Obama in Vermont campaigning for Peter Shumlin. Like we don't, and other states, he's going around to state
right.
which states. So
right.
I don't know. The message of all this is that Vermont is weird.
In a good way.
Yes. Vermont is weird. In a
Come
good
to
way.
Vermont.
Come to Vermont. We have gay radio shows. And if you've not heard me say a million times, this is the 99th show.
The 99th show.
Next week.
The big 100.
It's the big 100.
That's amazing.
Show.
Can Pretty I just cool. tell you in the very beginning when Ken was like, oh, I have to tell you, I'm so excited about this. I can't stop talking about it. I think I'm going to do a radio show. And it's true. He talked about it.
A lot.
But look at what happened. Ken, look at what happened.
It's a pretty cool thing. No, I encourage people to very much take over the airwaves. There's so many great community stations. And I should put in a plug because I don't do this nearly enough. Yes, you should give to all the great LGBT organizations. And I am a big fan of giving locally, although the national organizations are doing great things. But start in your own community. And one thing, if you do have an extra, and we're talking $5, WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro Community Radio this is a community radio station. I've said this.
It's so community.
Yeah.
It reeks community.
You can actually smell it in the station.
You can smell it.
I have said this so many times over the past 2 years of doing this show. I can do this from my house.
Yeah.
I can have the guests call into the house. You know, I don't need to be here doing this. I can do this forever, but it's so important that the community radio station is the medium by which mm-hmm. you can use your voice, you can talk to other people, and I love it. So if you have five extra bucks and you want to support community radio, WVEW.org, there's a link right there that you can donate $5. But next week is show number 100.
Amazing.
We'll be interviewing Judy Shepherd, who we debated back and forth. Just, well, gosh, who should be on the show? It should be Cyndi Lauper. It should be RuPaul. And for me, Judy Shepherd really is exactly who I want for the 100th. The show is so gay. So tune in next week. You will hear an interview with Judy Shepherd. As always, please stroll on over to thisshowissogay.com to find out about upcoming guests, to listen to past shows, and to get in touch with us. You can, I always say us. I don't care if it's, you know, me doing the website.
It's us.
You can read about co-hosts that we've had on the show. Carrie's going to have a bio coming up there soon.
Oh, yeah. Great. Am I writing that or are you?
Already done.
Oh, okay, good.
And you please send an email on over to thisshowissogay@aol.com. Every single email that gets sent gets answered. So love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. That's pretty much it. Did
That's
you have fun?
Pretty much it. I had a great time, but I did promise my children I would say hello to them.
Go for it.
However, if they're still awake at this hour, they're in big trouble.
That's the hello.
Hi, Maggie, Jackson, and Lily.
That's the hello that only a mom can do. All right, folks, get out there. Go do amazing things. If you have $5 to give to WVEW.org, it's a great thing. Say goodnight to your children. Call your father on the radio and... above all else,
why be gay when you can be so gay?
Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, Ken.
Thought in my mind, like the back of my hand, the gold and the rainbow, nothing. Plan. They say only milk and honey is gonna make your soul satisfied. Well, I better learn how to swim, 'cause the crossing is chilly and wide. Twisted guardrails on the highway, broken glass on the cement. Ghost of someone's tragedy, how recklessly my time has been spent. They say that it's never too late, but you don't get any younger. Well, I better learn how to starve in emptiness and feed the hunger. Up on the so I love